Happy Friday, everybody. I hope this show finds you well and that you've had a very productive and enjoyable week. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We sure appreciate it. Let's relax a little bit. Today, Pam, Ricky, and I are talking about great places to chill out on your next Walt Disney World vacation. Some of the best benches on property. Thinking about our friend Dave from one of the old trip planning videos from years and years ago where he was looking for the best benches on property. So we are looking at that today. Don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. They're a free fee agency and you get first class service from the time you fill out that quote form until the time you get back from Walt Disney World. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help support the show. One extra click. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, again, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are carrying the show, and I thank you so very much for that. If you'd like to become a patron and get some extra content in your week like Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1834 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope that your week is wrapping up and it was a good and productive week for you and you're ready for an awesome, relaxing weekend. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to relax. We're going to chill. This week has been a little crazy for a lot of reasons, and we're not going to talk transportation. We're going to talk chilling out and taking it all in on your next Walt Disney World vacation, slowing down and just taking some time to watch the world around you. So get ready for that. So joining me today to talk chilling, maxing, relaxing, down in the state of Georgia. You can catch her over on themouseforless.com all the time. We have Ricky. Ricky, welcome to the weekend. What's up?
Welcome. Where's Uncle Phil when you need him, right?
Yes, isn't there going to be a new Fresh Prince? I thought I saw that.
They somewhere. did a reunion show, actually, or like a reunion special, I think. I think it was like for HBO Max or something like that. So kind of a cool thing. I didn't get to watch it because I don't have HBO Max, but I was totally like into potentially seeing it if it had been on anything else besides HBO Max. So whoops. But yeah.
So we talked about this on Sunday night's call-in live show. My favorite commercial series going right now is the Dr. Rick commercials for Progressive, where he helps you not become your parent once you buy a house, right?
Yes.
And so he has that sign. The lady's holding the sign. It says, no cussing, no fussing. And you're just like, no, we don't need that sign. Or, you know, live, laugh, love. No, we don't need a sign to tell us to live, laugh, love. I love those. So there's going to be a Dr. Mike segment coming your way. We talked about this on Sunday night. It premiered. I haven't got any suggestions. So if you have a suggestion for Dr. Mike suggestion for our listeners to not be a basic Disney fan, that's the goal. For example, here's the one I gave on Saturday night or Sunday night during the live show. You ready? You ready? I'm going to lay it on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. You got a boarding group for Rise of Resistance? No one cares. Just kidding. No, that's tongue-in-cheek, right?
That took a turn? Holy cow.
That's how those commercials roll. I just thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, also, because you mentioned this a long way around for Ricky's intro, but one of the second best commercials right now is the one with Tag Team, and the lady's making she's chopping up like some vegetables, and it's dessert. They're like, they're making the scoops, and then they do the kid and play dance. I love that commercial. It's constantly on, but they do the kid and play. Oh, yeah, that's a great commercial. Okay, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forster. Pam, let's get to it. What's the best commercial on the air right now, in your opinion? You might not even watch, like, I watch football all day, so that's what I see. You might just watch, like, Netflix. I don't know.
No, I don't watch a ton of TV, I will say, in that space, so... I'm not good. I do like the commercials where they're like, that you mentioned, where the guy is trying to teach them not to be like their parents, and the guy can't help mentioning that other dude's hair is blue.
Don't say anything.
He's who's giving advice while they're looking like at something in the hardware store, and the guy's like, this one here is going to be whatever, and he's like, Did he ask for your advice?
He doesn't care. No. Yeah, exactly. Or when they're like, they're not called programs. They're called TV shows.
My grandma used to call programs all the time.
Yes, my grandma did too, programs. Or she would say, you know, we're watching so-and-so's program right now. And so, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, my grandma would always be like, I got to
the stories.
Yeah, the soap operas, right? Yeah, my grandma would be like, I got to get home and see my programs. Like, what? What are you talking about?
I know. It's true. I love, though, like, you know, I think the people who aren't making their commercials funny, it's a missed opportunity. It truly is. Like, I don't want to see, like, a good informative commercial. I want to see something funny. True. Some of these are.
And the guy's sitting down. He's like, oh, he sits in the chair. The reason they're funny is because it hits home right into my heart. Because that is me getting into any chair right now. Like, I cannot, there's no way I can silently sit down at this point anymore, ever. You hear me coming from a mile away. All right. Speaking
they
of
sitting down. They ought to film you getting out of Space Mountain.
Yes, right?
Yes, that'd be dangerous. Okay, so speaking of sitting down, let's get into today's topic. We are going to relax. We're going to chill out. We're going to help you chill out on your next Walt Disney World vacation. So what we're going to do is, I don't remember, Ricky remembers this because we had this conversation, I mean, years ago. Remember when the world was so concerned about the Walt Disney World vacation planning DVDs, right?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have them. I still have them too. And I love them.
I do too. And we used to play them on Magical Mouse radios. When those came on, no kidding, those were my favorite tracks on the radio station. Like, because I picked the audio off of all of them and I loved them, right? So you had like the happiest celebration on earth. You had, you know, all these different years. You got a new DVD. I'd rip the audio, put on the station. And we talked about this, Ricky, and I think this was your favorite, and it was also one of my favorite. The one year they went around and they had like four different stereotypical people, right? They had like a teen kid that wanted to do the e-ticket rides.
Yep.
They had like an older guy. They had a girl that wanted to shop or something, you know, some kind of foodie person. But the guy that we always loved.
Yep. Dave.
The bench guy, David, right? Dave. The bench guy. He wanted to ride all the best benches around property, right?
He did.
That guy was awesome. So
that was fantastic.
It was
I still love that video.
Yes, we need to find that. We gotta find that on YouTube. Put a link to it. Anyway, his name was Dave. I didn't know his name.
His name was Dave. Yeah. It was
that's kind of
Dave,
scary that
Aaron,
you know that.
Stacy and Luke. Shut I know up. All their names.
Oh my god, there's something wrong with you.
He says to the person who's on it, who started a Disney podcast, you know, he started his own Disney podcast, and he says, I'm the one who's insane.
He's also the get in the picture guy, right?
You're in the photo. Yeah,
before selfies were selfies, I think, even. So I don't even know. You're so old. Yeah. Anyway, again, we take a long way around. We're never like at point A to point B on anything, apparently, in 2021. So we are going to talk about the kind of the hidden gem places to just sit down if there's a bench or like a gazebo or some place to just sit down because there's something to watch. You know, it's like good people watching, or it's a hidden shady spot in a normally hot park. It's a great spot in a resort to chill out where if you want to not be bugged by anybody and you just want to hear the birds, maybe you want to do that. So let's talk about favorite benches in honor of Dave and his squad that Ricky knows all their names.
I do.
This is so weird.
But Aaron used to be on a commercial for, I think, Redfin, like real estate. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, you're totally in stalker mode right now. Okay.
I feel like it right now. Yeah,
restraining orders. Anyway, so I'm going to lead us off. This is what I was thinking when I thought about this. So now, of course, Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House is not open for guests at this point to stay. But one of the best places I ever found to stay that I really didn't know existed until I found it was that at Jumbo House, there's this like, it's almost kind of like a hut. It's almost like a little corner gazebo type thing. But of course, it's got that African thatched roof, you know, that theming. And there were just a few rockers out there. And this was on a day where it was thunderstorming, you know, really big in the middle of summer. And you could sit out there on the rockers. You didn't get wet, but it was cooler because the thunderstorm was happening. And you could look out on the, you know, just this the resort. The resort's beautiful. And it had the background loop playing in there. Remember that? That's what I'm talking about. That was a good relaxation spot. So when and if, not if, but when Animal Kingdom Lodge does reopen, you got to hunt around because there's a lot of little coves and alcoves and little spots to sit at that hotel. But this one spot, it's kind of right off the lobby. It's back on the backside on the lobby there. There's a little gazebo, few rocking chairs. Get out there, take in the world, take 30 minutes, read a book. Don't do anything. Just take it all in. But that's my number one pick. All right. So, Pam, what do you got? Give us a good bench or a place to chill out.
There are so many good places, especially for people who are really willing to look for them. I'm going to go to the yacht club and the beach club. And I will say, as you walk out their doors, sort of going out towards the lake there, they have sort of rocking chair areas there in that location right outside the doors. And I love that space. And I think one of the things that's so fun to see is, of course, in the morning, you see everyone walking, going out there, getting ready to go to the parks. In the evening or afternoon, you see people coming back to the hotel. But it's just such a great location because you hear the friendship boats. You can look over at the boardwalk and see what's going on there. There's people watching galore, people on their balconies, I think that the people on their balconies is a really interesting almost study, right? Because people sort of take that as part of their room, right, almost as if it's their private space. And there are things sometimes that go on the balconies.
That's where you hang your towels, right? If they get wet, you hang them off the balcony, correct? I mean, that's the Missouri way. That's called the Missouri dryer.
It's so crazy to see what some people do on their balconies or the conversations that they have, or they're yelling to each other. You know, they're out in the balcony. The rest of the family's in the room, so they're yelling to each other about stuff. I mean, it's just fascinating to me. So I like doing that too. And I think that that's a good place just to sort of sit and relax and sort of take it all in. You get to hear the sounds of Disney, but you get to smell me. You get to sort of be a part of the action too. So
that's a good one. Ricky, what do you got? Give us, because I'm just setting you up. I'm putting the ball on the tee for you here with the benches. So what do you got?
You are. So it's not a bench, but one of the places that we actually just relaxed at during our recent trip for the holidays was at Nomad Lounge, which is connected to Tiffin's at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And the reason why this was so wonderful is because you can grab a drink or you can grab like an appetizer or, you know, a small plate or something like that, maybe dessert. And you can just watch as, you know, the world goes by you right there. Especially right now, it's a great place to see those flotillas for the characters. So you're going to get like all, if you sit there for like an hour or so, you're going to get like all the flotillas that go past you. So that's a great way to take advantage of that and not have to like search them out. And it's just a nice relaxing spot because you're by the water. You can kind of hear the sounds from Pandora, which is kind of cool too, since you're right there. And it's just, it's super, super relaxing. They have relaxing chairs. They have couches. It's just a great spot because there's not that many of these kind of spots inside the parks. So it's really nice to like, just get away in a spot that's really like this. So, I feel like this was just made for, you know, relaxation and, you know, just chilling while you're in the park.
It totally is. And it's a great place for groups to get together and hang out because there's like, you know, you can move the chairs around. They're not like fixed. I mean, they probably don't like you moving them around a ton, but I mean, you can get it together where you can get around a table. Everybody can sit their drinks right on the table. A few, you know, appetizers for everybody. And again, I've been there during a thunderstorm. That is an A1 spot to ride out a thunderstorm in Animal Kingdom.
Awesome. I am sure, because there's actually not that many A1 spots in Animal Kingdom to ride out thunderstorms, let's be honest.
That's true.
And then remember Scotty G took the girls over to ride Everest. He went all the way across the park. I know, in a thunderstorm. Right? He's the man. I wasn't doing that. I was like, sorry, you're missing that fast pass, kid.
The rest of us were like, bye-bye.
I'm working on my leaping lizard. Isn't that what it's called? The drink?
Yeah, there is.
I mean,
how could we not like, you know, the Nomad Lounge? They have a drink named after us. Exactly. I mean,
and I think it's green. It's weird. It's kind of
crazy. Is green.
It is. Yeah, exactly. It looks like our colors, too. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and real quick before I get my next one, Stephen Boyd. Great suggestion here in the live chat on Facebook and YouTube.
This one is perfect.
I actually had this one on the radar too because I was just there and I was like, that's a great spot. So if you're walking from either the Riviera to the Caribbean Beach or Caribbean Beach to the Riviera, because
doesn't matter which way you're walking, you go, you pass the same things, right? Just either your left or your right. He says, just discovered the cabanas on the beach stretching between the Riv and Caribbean Beach on the north end of the lake. Super relaxed. Because white sand, and they're those, they're kind of those little canopy things that you see over at the Grand Floridian. Polynesian, I think, has some. I mean, but this little area is like super secluded. Like it's not right next to the pool. It's a little bit away from the pool. I mean, I would chill out there. That'd be a great place to get a book and watch the sunrise. Because you get great sunrises in Florida most times of the year. That'd be awesome if you're a morning person. I'd totally do that. Okay, my next one. Again, this is killing a bunch of birds with one stone. Or just getting a lot of things in at once. It's the patio at Olivia's at Old Key West. And Pam kind of mentioned this. This is one of the things that makes a good place to sit for me. I like to see excitement in... I just like to see other guests, right? Okay, so here's the thing I don't like to see. Let me just get this off my chest. When it's my last day... I hate to see people arriving. I hate to say that, but like, you know, like when you know it's your last day, you've been there for like 4 or 5 days, you've had your fun, you know, you're counting down the hour, you're like, oh man, I got to get back to the airport, Magical Express right now. You know, and you're like, oh God, like I have 5 hours left and I'm back home and going back to reality. Then you see all these families rolling in with their carry-ons and there's, you know, they have on their matching shirts. Dude, their vacation is just starting. You're like, you're happy for them, right? No, you're mad. No, I'm happy for them. But it's like, I always just like, I wish I was that family again. I want to have it at the beginning. So when you sit at Old Key West, not only are you getting great food, they have good drinks, but there's something about that patio out there. It only has probably 5 or 6 tables on a good day, probably less than that right now. There's always a nice breeze going through there. There's ceiling fans. But, I mean, literally, you are probably 10 feet from the main thoroughfare there for the main building at the resort. So you see people coming back from the theme parks. You see people going out. You see people going to the gift shop. And it's just kind of fun to watch. You know, everybody's on vacation, so most people are in a great mood. You know, once in a while, I see a kid having a meltdown here and there. But, you know, and, of course, if you're looking out over the water, if you look in the back where you can catch the boat to Disney Springs, great flowers, all the nautical flags. It's, again, Old Key West is just gorgeous, and I love that because you are literally sitting having food right next to like all these people coming and going, and I love that busyness of a Disney vacation. I like seeing what people, you know, I like seeing kids coming back with balloons and souvenirs and just hearing people talk to each other about the fun they had throughout the day. So that's a good spot. Olivia's patio, good, not a bench, but it's a chair. Yeah, I guess you can get a bench out there. All right, Pam, give us another spot to chill.
I like that one. So I'm going to go into the parks, okay? And there are some good spots, some benches, actually. If you take that sort of walkway that connects by the water from Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and the Splash Mountain area, and you sort of take that walkway that eventually leads you out there close to Haunted Mansion and Hall of Presidents and Columbia Harbor House there. There are some benches to sit there and sort of look at the water. You can watch the boat go around when it's in operation. Right now, I believe it's down there doing some refurbishment. We've seen the water drained there, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, that's a great spot because once again, you can smell everything. You can hear everything. There's lots of good stuff to do. You see people sort of getting off of that were apparently just off of Splash Mountain because they're soaked.
Yes.
You see lots of little kids who rode like Big Thunder for the first time.
That's,
I swear.
That's cool. Yeah. Cause you get to see them like, I did it. Yes.
Yes. I know. And it's so fun. And even if it's not their first time, they're just excited that they have done it. Like that's a coaster that almost the whole family can do. So you love that. And I just like being there. Just somehow being by the water sometimes is so much more relaxing. So
I agree. It's like you need like to something to watch. So you need people passing. But water is always a plus. I mean, I think we've mentioned that for almost everyone. Like Old Key West by the water. Nomad Lounge by the water.
Yeah, by the water.
Got a lot of water. Yeah. And actually, my next one's kind of by the water, too. This one's a hidden gem. But Ricky, you're up first. So go ahead.
All right, so I'm not going to go with one by the water right now, even though I have another one that I totally could go with that's by the water. So, So another spot that I've kind of recently found, and I'm trying to pick some spots that are kind of newer for me anyway to relax in. And it's a spot that I think a lot of people relax in, which means that it's a little bit harder to get to or find, you know, a spot for. But it's that area kind of in front of the Plaza restaurant at the Magic Kingdom where all those yellow tables are. You also have the other side where Casey's is. Now, the reason it's a little bit harder to get to is just because this is usually where everybody goes to, you know, if when they have their ice cream or, you know, when they have, you know, their hot dog. But of course, right now, those options are not available to guests, so it's a little easier to get in.
I'm more worried about Casey's and the Plaza not being open the Magical Express, to be honest. I mean, that hits my stomach, and that's more important than me getting to the airport. I'm just
100%. 100%. But right now, you know, I'm going and grabbing like a Starbucks treat and making my way down there to enjoy the treat because you are like in the middle. I mean, you're literally in the middle of the Magic Kingdom and there are people buzzing by you everywhere and there's so much to see. And of course, you've got the beautiful view of the castle right there in front of your face. So like, honestly, I don't think that it can get more magical than that. You know, once you manage to grab your spot, I don't think you can have a more magical location to be in than right there, you know, with you know, again, my things all seem to revolve around food in a weird way, but yeah, I mean, that's another really great spot to just sit back and relax and enjoy. So.
But you got to be prepared on both sides in that spot. One, on the side other guests, you got to fend them off, and two, you got to fend off the birds on the other side.
Yes.
So you got to be like head on a swivel all the time. Like,
yes, exactly. That's true.
All right, so Jennifer has a good one. She says, anyone just suggested just flying on the Skyliner? That's our usual night event. And you know what, Dave? If Dave was making a video in 2021, bring Dave back. One of his favorite benches would be the bench flying through the Skyliner, right?
Heck, I mean,
it's a flying bench. That'd totally be his thing. Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, because that is a giant bench that flies through the air.
It's a flying bench with a, you know, a nice fan, basically. You know, you got the air pushing through. Yeah, very nice. And Alfred says the Magic Kingdom, the benches at the theater in Town Square. Yes. Town Square is some of the best people watching, right? Because you get the excitement of people seeing the, you know, because they're turning the corner, they're going to see the castle for the very first time, so many people. Then on the opposite side, you see people dog tired at the end of the day. If you're sitting there at the end of the night, people are just like, God, just get me to my bus. Those bus. And the thing is, you think, you know, and the thing is, like, veteran travelers, like all of us listening to the show today, we know that you're not even close to the bus corrals, depending on what hotel you're staying at. Even when you're walking out the gates, you still got a little bit to walk. Like, you know, rookies are like, oh, yeah, as soon as I walk, you know, under that train station, I'm on my bus. Nope, sucker, you got a long way to go. And if you're riding the monorail, you got to climb a mountain to go up that ramp. That ramp at the end of the night is the worst.
It's the worst. Yes.
Truth.
That's Mount Everest, man. At the, like, oh. after a long day, you're just like, oh, Lord, I can't make it. I can't make somebody
do it. Leave me behind. Go ahead without me.
I'll just
lay here by the water all night. I'll be
fine. Just they'll be fine with me laying right here. It's all good.
Yeah. I'll just, you know, if you're staying at the palace, I'll chance it. I'll swim seven seas again.
Exactly. I think I can make it.
I'm 6'3" and I want somebody to carry me. Please carry me.
I'm gonna try to hitch a ride on the electrical water patch.
I'm kicking out children in strollers going, get up. Push me.
Okay. Here's another one of my favorite benches. Okay. Now this one is unavailable. I'm very good at the unavailable benches right now, but this one will come back. And this is one of my favorites, honestly. There's a bench at Port Orleans French Quarter. It's right on the running path. It's on the backside of the Doubloon Lagoon pool with the big circle. And it's right by the boat launches that take you to Disney Springs. And the reason this is a great one to sit at, it's right in the middle of the resort, right? It's centrally located in the resort. It's on the running path, so you get to see joggers, runners going back and forth. That's kind of fun. You get to see people getting on the boats and off the boats. And I love hearing the little, you know, they're not special. They're just little pontoon boats. But I like they have the little horn as they come in, and you can hear the driver, the boat pilots talking to everybody. But also, you can kind of look across the Sasagula River over and watch people playing golf. And I believe that's the Lake Buena Vista golf course across the way there. We played that one, so I should know. Yes, it is. So it's just kind of fun. You get to see people coming and going. You get to see the Sasagula River, boats going up and down. You got the pool and all those sounds behind you. You get to see some joggers. You get to see some golfers. I mean,
Really, it's a good spot. And there's actually, if you sit on, there's another bench that there's kind of like a little, I don't even know what it's used for because it isn't really for the boat dock, but there's like a little gazebo, but it's rectangular. It's got ceiling fans and a couple benches. I think it's a smoking area, but I mean, I guess you don't have to light up. You can just get under there and
you can just
go like this every once in a while and just, I'm kicking the habit. That's what you gotta do. All right. Pam, give us one, maybe a couple more. So give us one more.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So I'm taking us to Saratoga, which is one of the resorts that is, of course, open and available. And I actually, what's funny about Saratoga is that it really is sort of prime location for so many reasons right now, being right there across from Disney Springs, where practically everything is open. Even now, I think it just makes it opens up so many more eating places for you. But where I'm going to go today is actually on the backside of many of the buildings that sit there right there at Congress Park. This is looking over towards the Disney Springs area. There again are some benches there. Now there is one of the quiet pools is located in that area too, but there are some benches along the walkway there that sort of takes you over to Disney Springs. And this place is perfect in the evening and in the morning or any time of day, but I especially like it in the morning and the evening. In the evening, you sort of start to see as the sun goes down, all the lights there lighting up Disney Springs. And it's beautiful. In addition, you get to watch those really cool amphicars and hear them with their little distinct little horn, high-pitched sort of horn, and they beep a lot. But just watching all that, you see the little headlights through the water. I love seeing that all through the day and into the evening. You get to see, of course, the balloon going up and down, which is really cool. That whole characters in flight thing. I love that addition. It just gives you such a great vantage point. And there's just a lot. Again, I said this every time, but you can smell a lot of really good things, but you can hear a lot of good things from Disney Springs too. So it's one of our favorite places to go.
I think too there, that position at Saratoga Springs might be the place at Walt Disney World on property that you can get the most like wide panoramic view of, you know, something that you see in like promotional videos and stuff, right? Because, you know, at the Magic Kingdom, you really can't get distant enough. Well, I guess you're Polynesian, but then you can't really see, you know, details. You can see a peek in the castle and you can see all, you know, I guess the panorama is like seeing the Grand and the Contemporary bookending the Magic Kingdom. But I mean, really, because I've run that path over there at Saratoga right there along the water, and it's gorgeous. They have the flower beds and the Mickey heads. You know, those are pretty. And it's like you said, it's very panoramic. It's very it's a very Disney view right across the water and water. Again.
It is. It's a huge space, but it's hard to sort of wrap your head around it all until you see it really there from Saratoga. And if you're at Disney Springs, you may want to walk over and just sort of view it from that Saratoga area because it's really cool. You get to see all the way from Rainforest Cafe over here, all the way over to Cirque du Soleil, that theater there. So it really encompasses everything that is Disney Springs. And it really is just kind of a cool thing.
And if you go over there, just bring me back a polite pig and we'll be friends.
There we go. And some kind of dessert.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. So, an Everglaze donut. I'm all about it. I want to get that.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. The Everglaze donut.
I want to try. They have the peanut butter donut with the, like, it's the coffee. Like, you get the pair together.
Yes.
Like, yes, I am all in on that. You're giving me coffee and a donut.
And the coconut one is right up my alley. The Mounds one, the coconut.
Oh,
gosh.
So, you guys need to be on or at least listen to the Sunday night shows. I rallied about how in America we have to take stuff and make it crazy. Like, it can't be a cheeseburger anymore. It's got to be a baconator, right? It's got to be a half pound cheeseburger with with 7 pounds of bacon and 17 slices of cheese, you know? And like, if it can't just be a cheeseburger.
Yes.
And that's what I mean. Toothsome started all this. And I'm blaming it on Toothsome in Central Florida with the. Not to say that I didn't enjoy that big old shake I had when we were down there, Pam, because everybody's like, did you finish that? Absolutely, I did. And my stomach hurt for like a day because it was too much, but I finished it. It's like a cupcake on top of a shake, drink, or finished or eat. I don't know what you'd call it. Like, I ate it, I drank it, I did everything. I consumed the sucker. And so, yeah, so now you have like Beaches and Cream. Now they're doing, Beaches and Cream has those crazy ones.
Yeah.
Now Everglades has, not only do you get a cup of coffee, boom, you get a donut sitting on top of the coffee.
So, and it's not just like a plain cake donut. It's like a donut mounded with stuff on top of it. I mean, like drizzled in chocolate and peanut butter and with peanut butter cups on top. And
yes, but let's be honest, there's not anything that's much better than a donut with actual bacon on it. I mean, two great things together, my friends. Yes. I mean,
two breakfast groups. All right, Ricky, give us another place to sit and chill when your stomach's hurting from that coffee and donut. We got.
So I'm going to go with a spot that's kind of newer and a little definitely more off a beaten path and air conditioned, because I think that all the spots we've really named have kind of been, for the most part, out in the middle of, you know, the outside. And of course, in Florida, most of the time it's hot. So you're going to want to go in some place that has a little bit of air conditioning and just get away. So before at Epcot, one of my favorite places was, you know, behind, you know, right by where the character spot was. But of course, right now we're not going to be sitting there. Kind of under construction, demolished, whatever you want to say. So I have moved over to across from there is the Odyssey. And right now they have the whole Epcot experience. You know, they're showing you what they're going to be doing at Epcot, you know, as they move forward with the progress of everything. And they have some great little tables that guests can, you know, just kind of relax at, sit at, and enjoy, you know, a little bit of time. Again, there are some snacks inside of the Odyssey too. So if you wanted to grab a drink or, you know, some popcorn or something like that to snack on, that's there for you. But it's just, it's another spot that's like, it's just out of, away from where a lot of people are. And the big plus here is the air conditioning, because, you know, we all know that in the middle of the summer in Florida, you need somewhere to get away while you're in the parks. And air conditioning, and this is just the perfect spot to just kind of chill, literally.
We need some chill in July, I'm telling you that. That's a good call.
Exactly. It may not be the most, like, it may not be the spot that has the best, like, views overall, but at least it's a spot where you can go and sit and relax and just, you know, decompress a little bit if you need to, which is always handy. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so last one I have, this is going to be lightning round. Contemporary resort, but on the backside of here's the thing. I have this idea, and I don't know if it's true or not, but this was true for me forever. I don't think a lot of people have seen the backside of the Contemporary. I think a lot of people might walk over from the Magic Kingdom, go to Chef Mickey's, or you do some shopping. I don't know how many people actually go to the backside of the Contemporary and look out over Bay Lake, but it's beautiful back there, and there's some benches, it's shady, and there's actually and I guess it's still there. I haven't checked it in the last year or so, but that steel, it's like a Mickey kind of steel sculpture. It's a great spot to get a picture with your family. We did this years and years ago. We had, I think, Paige sat in one of the ears, Mallory sat in one of the ears, and Pam and I stood next to the ears. It's a great little spot for like a little family photo. And it's a good bench to sit. I mean, it's not a lot going on, but I mean, it's peaceful. And you can walk right back to the Magic Kingdom. So that's just a little quick backside of the Contemporary benches in front of the steel Mickey sculpture. All right, Pam, one more honorable mention or quickie here.
I have to mention, of course, our Wilderness Lodge locations. There are just so many to choose from. There's the big fireplace. There's a fireplace that is up above the lobby there. There's another fireplace that's a few floors above that. Just so many great places to sit at the Wilderness Lodge. And who could not just sit there for a whole afternoon listening to nothing else than the Wilderness Lodge background loop? It's the best one at Disney World. Fight me on this one. It truly, truly is the best resort background loop.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, I'll take it. And especially on a cold, chilly day, that's a great spot to go. Even in the summer, though, it's just a good spot to chill. All right, Ricky, wrap it up. What do you got?
So my last one, again, is kind of off the beaten path, especially right now, because nobody's really going back there. And that is over in like Storybook Circus. You know, besides people going to maybe ride Dumbo or the Barnstormer, You know, not a lot of people are going to enjoy the area that's over by where Pete's Silly Sideshow is or was or whatever you want to say. Since nobody's meeting characters right now, that whole area is pretty well like empty for the most part. So that's another great spot to go back and just relax. And I think right now it may be a relaxation station. So I think it may be one of the spots where you can go and actually take off your mask and things like that. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think it might be. So again, it's another just really great spot to just sit. And right now there's like hardly anybody back there in that area. So another good spot to just kind of chill and decompress.
And Teresa from down in Murray, Kentucky in our live chat says, don't forget about the baby care stations. They're great for when her girls were little to cool off. Again, air conditioning and just take a break. Get away from it all. Good tip. Always forget about those. Good tip. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's show. It's time to get on with the weekend. Thank you so much for checking in with us. I don't say it enough, but thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for taking the time to spread the word on the social media and to contribute here on our live shows. You guys drop in. We have a good time talking back and forth while we record and getting your feedback as we go. If you'd like to join us, it's usually every Monday around 5:45 Eastern, Facebook and YouTube. If you subscribe to the show over on one of those places, you'll get a little notification when we go live. Just hop in with us. It's kind of fun. We do some stuff before and after the podcast, and then we publish them out for the feed. So thanks, everybody, who joined us live. Don't forget, today's show, as always, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Great specials out there right now. Just take some time this weekend while you're chilling out on the couch, maybe just taking it easy on your favorite bench in your house, which is called a couch or an easy chair. Drop by themagicforless.com. Look at all the specials. Check out the resort guides. While you're there, fill out the quote form. Get that 2021 trip on the books. It just makes looking forward that much better. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Even the small purchases do help. So thank you to everybody who uses that as often as you can. And finally, again, a huge shout out to our patrons, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Grab Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, a little mini podcast for our patrons. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. And of course, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. Finally, join us this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on Facebook and YouTube. We'll talk about all the news from the week. We're taking your calls. The phone lines will be open. I'm sure we'll be talking about three little letters called DME. So we'll talk about it. We'll just, you know, have a conversation. That's what we do every Sunday night. So until we get back together again on Monday, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. Stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.